Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 5:50 British Summer Time. Well, this is my last audio for a while because David is back in action tomorrow, and I hope you've enjoyed the service over the last month. One comment I did have today, which I thought I should address, was that there was one of our subscribers felt a little ill-served that the audio and the site were getting posted around 6 p.m. British time. Because he felt that that was too early for US subscribers. Well, the reason that that it gets posted at this time while I'm doing it is because generally while David and I are in the office, I come in on more or less the early shift, and I'm here for the European Open and the more or less the closes in Asia. So I'm here about 8 a.m. British time, and generally I leave around 6 p.m. I'm very reluctant to stay here longer than that unless there's been an absolute meltdown, because I have a young family and I'm more eager to get home to them than to stay here watching markets, as I hope you can understand. But leaving that aside, this has been a quite an interesting day. There have been two very important pieces of information came out here, which should have quite an impact on the markets. The first was that the stocks of gasoline or heating oil were quite a bit higher than had been anticipated, and that is pulling oil back a bit in here. It's currently down $1.50. It's at $71.60 right now. Now, of course, it needs to hold above that $70 level, sort of round number, but that little bit of softness should help to support the markets a little bit, because the existing home sales that came out today were really quite a lot below what people were expecting. I'll give you what the expectations were. The existing home sales month over month, the last figure was down 1.3%, and the survey, they reckoned that on average it'd be down 1.2%, and the actual figure was down 4.1%. So that's quite a big, or quite a dramatic slowdown in existing home sales. Now we've got new home sales coming out tomorrow around 3 o'clock in the UK, and that again, that's going to be very interesting to see how the markets react to that, because obviously if we've had existing home sales below expectations, I can't imagine that new home sales are going to be very much better. But once I saw that figure, I was expecting the US markets to react quite strongly, and they didn't. The European markets reacted really quite violently, and the FTSE was down 42 points. That was almost 0.75%. The Swiss market was virtually unchanged. The DAX was down about the same as the FTSE, 0.75%. The IBEX was down 0.5%, and the IBEX is still right up there at the top. Sorry, right up there, challenging the highs back from back in May, and still maintains over 12,000. So, I think a little bit of surprise here, but not anything that should be any real panic. Now, of course, it all depends on how the US markets close. What's, of course, vitally important, and you'll see that in the interesting chart section today, my comment on the S&P, is that the S&P maintains and the Dow Jones maintain the breaks that they had last week. If we get further weakness creeping in later on this afternoon, that's obviously going to, if we see that break failing, that's going to take a little bit of confidence out of the market. However, if the S&P stays where it is right now, which is only down 4.5 points, the Nasdaq's down 11 and the Dow Jones is down 36, which are really quite modest compared with the surprise news that came out. Well, if they stay where they are, then I think that equity markets are still very much where they have been over the last couple of weeks, and that's we can give them the benefit of the doubt on the upside. In Asia today, it was relatively quite quiet, or really quite quiet, I should say. The Nikkei was down 18 points, the Hang Seng was down 61, and the ASX in Australia was up 6. So really, quite quiet in there. Now, the couple of the things that I'm sort of attached to myself, coffee was down 54 points today, so it's at 1686. It had hovered around 1700 for a lot of the day, but became just a little bit weaker towards the end of the session. I've introduced a stop on my position, and I'm not going to be particularly fussed if it gets hit tomorrow. but it's a reasonably loose stop. So if this does decide to consolidate around this area before popping up, hopefully I'll stay in with that. Natural gas was up for most of the day. Its high was at 7.18. It's currently down 9 points at 6.91, but it's still holding on to that reasonably good gain it had yesterday. And provided it holds above $6, well, then it will have posted a higher low. Now, I know that I was talking about a higher low, I think it was 10 days ago, and that didn't work out. Maybe that was a bit too ambitious. But what we can say is that natural gas is basing. That base will be completed when it sustains a move above $8, and at the moment it's reasonably cheap, particularly against crude oil. And you can see that ratio chart, which is still on the upper side of the range, in the chart library. Silver is currently up 27 points, or 27 cents, that's at 271. So that's starting to test the upper side of the consolidation. Of course, that would also need to break above the $13 mark, and you'll see my commentary there in the comment of the day on that one. Gold has been relatively firm in here. It's down 42 cents on the spot, and the future is unchanged. That hasn't really traded around very much at all today. And gold has certainly been the laggard compared with silver. Silver certainly has been vastly more consistent. And I'm wondering, does the ETF have any real effect on that? I'm reluctant to say that it has, because it's only been going for the last 3 months. But if silver loses some of its volatility as a result of the ETF being started up, I guess that would be really quite surprising, I think. Now, nickel is down 1,100 points right now. It's at 28,850. Now, what I've been looking for is a consolidation around this 30,000 level. It went up and it pretty much touched it. The high was at 29,925 at the beginning of the session. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see a consolidation lasting a month around this area. It's becoming quite volatile up around these rarefied heights, but still remains within a consistent uptrend. Copper was down 290. It was down quite a bit more than that, d down about $7 or $8 earlier on, but that's still within a medium-term correction. Still the same case with lead and zinc, aluminium, and tin, which are all in medium-term corrections. So nickel really is the only one that's broken up from its consolidation. And these consolidations could be potentially quite lengthy. Now, if these existing home sales figures are reflecting a slowdown in housing, which could have knock-on effects to slow down the consumer economy, we can anticipate that there's going to be some interest rate cuts in the relatively near future, the sort of the 6 to 9 month horizon, which will see the Fed sort of wading in to support markets and indeed the housing market. I don't anticipate seeing a crash in housing. I think that particularly in the US, the market for fixed rate mortgages is far too large to see a speculative crash, and I think that we're probably going to see much more of a softening. What I think we are going to see is a cessation of this cycle where we've seen real estate outperforming just about all other asset classes. That means that while housing may not have a crash, I don't see it being the asset class that's going to outperform just about everything else over the next couple of years. Of course, you might ask, what do I think that's going to be? And my bet would be that it's going to be commodities or perhaps emerging Asia in the stock markets. I certainly don't think it's going to be bonds. Currencies, I don't think have reserve currencies, at least, I don't think have the potential to trend very much in this environment, because no country wants a strong currency because of the competitive nature of globalization. But just having one quick word about currencies, they're really quite steady in here today. The yen, the euro, they're relatively unchanged on the day. The pound is up a little bit. It's at 189.18. It's up 38 points, but still, that's really not an awful lot. The Canadian dollar is probably the one that moved the most, but has rallied well off that low. And you'll see the chart in the comment of the day. But thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.